Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Today is a wonderful day, wet but wonderful, because as promised, today I have special guest Neil O'Campbell of Neil O'Campbell Architecture in the studio with me today, and he will be speaking on social mindset within our community. How are you, Neil?
I'm doing good. Good afternoon, Atlanta.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us today and sharing your expertise to all the listeners. Did you get out and vote yesterday?
Oh, yeah. I did what I had to do, you know.
There are a lot of changes, right?
I'm telling you.
Now, one being that the Republicans took over the House. There's a lot of talk about taxes, finances, health care, jobs. Do you think they will listen to the public or go for it with their same old practices?
All I got to say is we still got a lot of work to do. So even though we went out and did some good deeds yesterday, we still got to make sure that we follow through with some other agendas.
Okay. Well, in my opinion, whatever happens, you know, people just need to learn to take action of their own finances and not depend on these laws. You know, there will always be changes, but if you're educated enough financially, your personal impact should be minimum. So, I mean, what do you think, everybody? Let us know. You know, go to my website, buildgrowandenjoy.ning.com, and let me know what your opinion is. And we will take a break and be right back so Neil can get to the nitty-gritty.
Hi, I'm Raymond Odom of Ad Council Associates, an affiliate of I Promote You. Whether you are a new business or an established business, you will have a need for marketing material. When you are struggling for marketing ideas, why not call us at 800-521-5205 for a free consultation. Or find our website at www.promoplace.com/cooperatives.
Hi, I'm Stacy Mitchell at Self Support Inc. We help establish better relationships by making professional cold calls for your sales and marketing efforts. For more information, contact me, Stacy Mitchell, Self Support Inc. 770-814-8085.
Yeah. I'm trying to give you time just so you can let me just.
Each one of us has our own sky map, which is determined by your date, place, and time of birth. Your own sky map or chart will tell a trained astrologer all about your life. I'm Toni Thomas, your astrology source. My number is 770-587-1910. You can go to my website at www.astrology-source.com.
I was getting coached yesterday by a radio mold radio personality out in a radio personality out in LA. And he told me to do it this way. To get the grass done. You get what I'm saying?
Hi, this is Ron Clark, Disney's American Teacher of the Year from the year 2000. I love teaching, and as a teacher, I do whatever it takes to lift up my students and to put passion in my classroom. And to all those teachers out there who also share that similar passion, I say thank you. I am currently here in Atlanta starting a school for students from 5th through 8th grade. And through this school, we're going to revitalize education and put that same similar type of energy and passion into the hearts of all of our students. To learn more, please visit our website, www.ronclarkacademy.com.
Okay, he can cut that. We need like a 2-minute break. I need 5 minutes.
Hi, I'm Michael Wilkinson, the CEO of Leadership Strategies, the facilitation company. We provide training in facilitation skills. We also provide professional facilitators to run strategic planning sessions and issue resolution sessions. You can reach us on the web at www.leadstrat.com or at 1-800-824-2850. If you want masterful meetings, contact Leadership Strategies, the facilitation company.
We are back, Build, Grow, and Enjoy, and in the house tonight. Today we have Neil O. Campbell with Neil O. Campbell Architecture. So, Neil, tell us more about you, your business, and how you came to see such an eye for the people.
Ever since I was a kid, first and foremost, I was born in Jamaica and bred in the United States. Pretty much came here when I was 9 years old, and when I came here, I pretty much went to high school and actually junior high school and high school in New York City. And the thing that kind of been growing with me over the years is watching the conditions of our people through different economic levels, as we journey through our way through life. And one of the things that has always been in my heart was to figure out a way how I could empower my people as well as my family and how we can further unite and survive. Not only just in America, but, wherever we went throughout the world. And as I tried to find truth through my life, it brought me to architecture because when I was growing up, my father used to design and build homes back in Ireland. And, through his time when he was coming up, he wasn't able to fulfill his dream as an architect because of certain racial things that existed then and even now in the profession of architecture. One of his dreams he always told me was, son, I always want to be able to wear my white shirt and drink a cup of coffee, in an office. But unfortunately, because I have to take care of you, the kids, I have to go out there and find other ways to make a living. And so I thought that throughout my life, I would try and fulfill my father's dream as well as my dreams through becoming an architect. So by going to Florida A&M, which is a historical black college, I was able to make that possible. But even though I was able to graduate, there's still a lot of work that I knew and realized, through my journey that, we had to do. Certain great individuals like Dr. Martin Luther King, he paved, some great roads for us as a people. And even though we have made some great strides in our world, through our economics, we still have a far way to go. Even in our community, for example, we're losing value because our people are not properly educated on what they should know on how they can sustain their communities. For example, right now, even in Atlanta, we have a lot of people who live in so-called bedroom communities where they only sleep there, but they work, outside of their community. They worship outside their community. They shop outside their community. They do everything outside their communities and wonder why there's no value in their communities as far as their property value. Historically, most prominent communities that we have, whether it's in Atlanta, Chicago, New York, it has been through history and culture, all built in architecture. And that's one of the reasons why certain areas like, the Buckhead, their property values, they may go a little bit down, but it will never fall to a level where people are abandoning their property. Those people also work very close to where they live. So why aren't we doing that in places like Conyers and McDonough and Newton County and so forth. We need to do the same things also to also build value in our communities. Another thing that we need to do is start to improve our school system. This has been talked about a lot of times, you know, even on the media, you know, that we need to improve our schools. What does that mean, to improve our schools? How can we take steps to improve that, you know? Who's really taking charge of these agendas? You know, sometimes we're putting our trust in the wrong people who consistently betray us, and we just, you know, lay hopeless, you know, thinking that someone's going to come and save us from our problems. You know, we got to be more proactive today and continue to build upon the things that our forefathers have laid and our foreparents have laid for us throughout history. And what I want to do, you know, is to make, you know, the public aware of certain things that can stimulate our minds to start thinking again. You know, one of the things that keep us from thinking is having to work so much. You know, like there's some people right now, you know, beating traffic, you know, whether they're coming from work or trying to pick their kids up from school. And, you know, these things keep us from our families. You know, when we come home, the kid may say, hey, mom, dad, you know, look what I did in school today. And say, oh, okay, kid, I'm tired. Okay, I'm going to watch some TV. You know, we'll turn on the TV and we watch these reality shows, you know, to get away from our own reality. You know, so I want to start to stimulate our minds to start thinking back on the things that can help us improve our reality. So as I, you know, go through my writing, you know, actually, let me go step back a little bit. One of the things that kind of came on my heart, you know, to do more writing, you know, is been the fact that since I was in elementary school, I used to get blue ribbons for creative writing. But like I said in the early part of the conversation, because of my father wanting to have his dream as an architect, and I enjoy through genetics that I have great skills in architecture, you know, I pursued that in college and also in my professional life. Well, as a hobby, I do creative writing. And through my writing, you know, I'm trying to inspire people to start thinking in areas that we're lacking, you know, such as the relationship between men and women in our society today, you know, women not knowing their roles, men not knowing their roles. You know, some of the things that has brainwashed our people over time that has created mental slavery through the Willie Lynch syndrome, where our people were, you know, somewhat beaten and destroyed, you know, especially the men and the roles that they played and how, you know, society used our differences from our skin shade, our hair texture, you know, our cultural backgrounds as a means to make us feel that we're different from each other when today diversity is the new black. You know, we're the most diverse race of people on the planet. You know, and nowadays you have a lot of corporations pushing diversity, saying, hey, we want diversity, diverse, because they realize how much buying power diversity is today in the economy. You know, so I want to start to stimulate some positive thinking so we can work together as a people instead of against each other.
So, Neo, going back to the what you're saying, the stimulation and the thinking, what do you have to say on the bling-bling? That's a big issue within, you know, our community, and, you know, a lot is being talked about that. You know, what is your take on the whole bling-bling mentality?
Well, you see, most of the time, you know, people buy into things because they don't know better, okay? And most of us, you know, we tend to buy into things because we don't know ourselves, because we don't take time to meditate and find out who we really are. So we put value in things to create happiness when, in essence, it really doesn't make us happy. For example, most people can agree with this. You go shopping and you're looking at an outfit. It looks so great on the racks. And you go through the racks. You're probably telling your girlfriend, if you're a woman, oh, girl, look at this outfit. Doesn't it look so great? And he's like, yeah, girl, let's try it on. All right. So now you shop. You put it in the bag, you go home, what do? Throw it in the corner, right? The only time it comes back as an excitement is when you probably go into a special occasion. And that's if you have the bag to match that outfit or the shoes to match that outfit. And so we consistently consume stuff to make ourselves happy. You know, most of us are unhappy in our personal lives. So we'll sometimes eat and create eating disorder. And now we create shopping disorder. We're consuming consistently. You got people right now that's struggling, which a lot of us are struggling right now. And the ones who are working, they can't wait till, you know, the income tax time come around so they can take that money and go buy rims, you know, jewelry and clothes and all that stuff to make themselves feel valuable. Here's another thing that goes on, too. Even in the show, I think, Black in America by Saul Bad O'Brien, which
right.
is a popular series right now.
Very popular, and it's on the site.
Right, and you'll see, you know, where Black people consistently get disrespected in racist stores, you know, where they follow them around and treat them like, you know, treat them real bad, you know, and let them feel like they can't afford anything. And then, you know, what will Black people do? Oh, they're reaching their pocket and say, I can afford this. I'll show you I can afford this. I'll buy the most expensive thing in your store just to show you that I can buy this. And in essence, they should walk away from those establishments. Because until we know the power of our dollar, we can never move forward to reaching our true destiny, you know, and our potential of what we can be in this society. And, you know, this is the thing that I want our people to start to wake up and smell the coffee, because it's not about just getting a job. You know, it's what are you going to do when you do get the job? You know, how are you paying attention to inflation, what's going on in the dollar? You know, where back in the days when I was growing up and we went to the grocery store, $100 could bring you back a lot of food. Without coupons, okay? Now, today, you go with $100, you come back with maybe one or two bags, and you're cursing at each other. Man, I can't believe you spent $100 and only came back with two bags. You know, so that's him showing us what's going on. You know, like today, if a person makes $50,000 a year gross, they're supposed to really and truly make $100,000, because $100,000 is really $50,000, and $50,000 is kind of $25,000, you know, in simple terms. You know, so we have to start to open our eyes to start getting some, you know, real things going. Even our families, for example, you know, kids, for example, don't like their parents. Parents can't stand their kids. You know, husbands don't like their wives. Wives don't like their husbands. You know, you have, let's say, in a family, you know, for easy math, a wife makes $50,000 a year, husband makes $50,000 a year. Instead of living off $50,000 a year, what do? Live off $100,000 a year. So when one loses a job, you know, now they say, oh, we're going to do it. Oh, we're going to survive off just, you know, this one income. When in essence, they should have been living off one income and saving the other income.
Right.
You know, but if our mindset is not right, if our mental closets are not cleaned out and sterilized, how can you restock it with good information that can be tainted? It's almost like drinking from dirty wine or drinking from a dirty bottle. You're going to have, you know, dirty wine in there.
It's a cycle.
Exactly.
So what, you know, just a touch back on what you say about the children. I mean, the children in homes, they're seeing this, you know, their parents, you know, going into debt, you know, they're losing the home. They're just, you know, bling bling. And pretty much, what would you say to the people, you know, what should they start doing? Because, of course, you know, in schools nowadays, you know, they teach us the history, but really they do not teach about finance.
Right.
You have these college kids going to college and racking up on these credit cards, and by the time they're 25 or out of college, they're in mass amounts of debt. So what can you say to the people and how these parents can educate their children to stop this cycle?
Right. First and foremost, what's been going on is our school system, whether it's from elementary, middle school, all the way to high school and college, has pretty much let our families and our children down. Because today, instead of children going to school to work for someone, you know, they should be teaching, you know, students how to own their own businesses. Okay, now, I believe there's two types of people in this world. People who can support people in great endeavors and the ones who have that divine gift to create something and make sure it happens. Now, When our people start going off and doing things that is detrimental, it's because we've been misguided, okay? And we can't get to a level where we need to get if there's not proper counseling, because most of the times, you know, things that we put our trust in have let us down. You know, our spiritual leaders have let us down. Our political leaders have let us down, you know, in a sense that, you know, we're stuck not knowing where to go, you know? So one of the things that I urge everyone to do is to start to find the truth in what we do. You know, like children, for example, today, you know, need to, I would say parents, buy real estate, okay, where they buy it free and clear. Instead of, you know, depending on these banks to finance our homes, we need to start financing our own project. For example, if we support the businesses in our local community, then these businesses, or you know, can be financed by the residents of that community. You know, because nowadays, for example, when you pay your mortgage, you know, that mortgage interest is not being circulated in your community, it's being shipped off into another country to investment bankers. Okay, most people don't know that. You know, back in the days, I think I was maybe back in the 1960s, I believe, they had vibrant, you know, African-American communities where, you know, people own buses and they own real estate companies and all types of different businesses, and they were very vibrant back in those days. Mm-hmm. But over time, you know, destructive things started to dismantle those structures. So we have to get to a point where we become more diverse with different types of people and what they're bringing to the table, and getting towards doing things that's going to bring wealth over time and not bring us down. So my thing is, it's not nothing wrong really with people buying nice things. If you like jewelry and if you like nice cars, fine. Make sure you're investing your money that can support those nice things. If you like to own a Mercedes-Benz every 2 years, how about investing in that Mercedes-Benz dealership, okay? So therefore, every 2 years, you know, your investment will be paying for that in a Mercedes-Benz. If you like to wear diamonds, you need to invest in diamond companies, own jewelry stores, right, stuff like that.
Stepping out the box.
Correct.
Stepping out the box, a whole new way of looking at it, definitely. Well, definitely. Wow, Neil, I mean, thank you. Neil O'Campbell, basically, you can go on my site, www.buildgrowandenjoy. He has a great, great poem on there called I Have a Dream by Neil O'Campbell. I would recommend that everyone read it. He has a story to tell, of great success, and such a wonderful, wonderful guy. All the contact information is also on my site. I mean, Neil, thank you. Thank you for coming. Very powerful. That hit home, you know, it kicked me. And, you know, like I said, it's just so funny how most of us look, you know, for all these solutions to our problems, but we never go to the core of the issue to break the cycle. And that's what it's about, breaking the cycle. We can sit here and tell you all the solutions, but is it going to repeat? You know, we need to break the cycle. So very, very, very powerful. And
right.
Once again, you can just go online, buildgrowandenjoy.ning.com for more information about Neil. Thank you for your time, Neil, and your knowledge shared, and we will be right back. There's two more things I got to share, that's why. I got to do a quick
hand. Hi, I'm Stacy Mitchell at Self Support Inc. We help establish better relationships by making professional cold calls for your sales and marketing efforts. For more information, contact me, Stacy Mitchell, Self Support Inc., 770-814-8085.
Hello, I'm Kinnette Reed, owner of Kinnette Reed & Associates. We provide organizations such as yours a source for experienced and need-specific outsourced training to improve employee performance, productivity, and engagement. For information on the ways in which we can supplement your organization's current training offerings, contact me, Kinnette Reed, at 678-344-6373 or visit our website at www.kinnettereed.com.
Hi, I'm Kalithia, Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
Other commercials in your program.
Gotcha. Okay.
Oh, there's 3 minutes. You know, you basically said, hey, how you doing? I mean, don't get me wrong. You can do that and go to a break.
get to 35. So you want to add it in real quick? I guess so. We are back, and I know that I said, you know, thank you to Neil, but, you know, there's, you know, one more thing that I, you know, we've been discussing over the commercial break, and I need for him to tell you guys this. So go ahead, Neil.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what I want to let the Atlanta know and the world who's listening online is even though we all sometimes may get great opportunities to do great things, we must never forget where we're coming from, because I've done some spectacular homes for some of the biggest CEOs in the United States, as well as athletes who are champions in their respective sport. But at the same time, I feel this thing that I have to give back to the people who keep this country going, you know, and through my architecture and my writings, I can help to strengthen our communities as we move forward, you know, in the time to come. And I thank you again, Calithia, for having me on.
Thank you.
And the station for giving me this great opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. As we expected, since airing the first show, you know, I've been getting flooded with financial questions. I told you all that, you know, this is a huge need within our community, I mean, America across the board. So I'd like to address some questions. So Susie from Atlanta wants to know, are there certain grants or government programs that pay for moms to go to school? Well, Susie from Atlanta, we as mothers often carry the financial burden that can be overwhelming in addition to raising our children. So going back to school can put a damper on a woman's plan to get the degree she needs to improve her financial situation. So yes, there are tons of government programs that pay for moms to go back to school. And a great place to start and one I recommend is dollargrant.com. You know, there will be 30 million people this year alone that will receive government grant money, and dollargrant.com is one entity that is part of that movement. So if that is not quite what you are looking for, I have posted on my website, buildgrowandenjoy.ning.com for other sources that can assist you. So I hope this helps you, Susie. I hope it does. And if you have financial questions, please feel free to visit buildgrowandenjoy.ning.com and join me and send me a message. And what a wonderful day it is. So if, you know, you do want to know, just ask me the question. Just ask me the question. Lastly, you know, before we end this show, I'd just like to tell you guys something. There's something I was doing some research and speaking to a guy and actually, you know, a client of mine, and I'd like – and I just want to say, are you aware that there are at least 17 different fees that can be charged to your 401k retirement plan, and you could lose tens of thousands of dollars? Are you aware of that? Tune in on Monday at 3 p.m. right here on WIGO 1570 AM The Light and find out. I didn't want to go 35. Yeah, I didn't want to do the 35 because I had already did it for 30.
Okay.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Calithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.
Hello, I'm Kennette Reed, owner of Kennette Reed & Associates. We provide organizations such as yours a source for experienced and need-specific outsourced training to improve employee performance, productivity, and engagement. For information on the ways in which we can supplement your organization's current training offerings, contact me, Kinnette Reed at 678-344-6373 or visit our website.